Hello, it's me. Oh, it's Kitty. I'm tired. Oh, let me just sink in here for a sec. I usually record like sitting upright. Even a lot of my cuddly audios, to be honest, I'm sitting upright. So it's so nice to lie down in a bed to record. If I did all my audios in bed, I'd fall asleep. I'd fall asleep before I'd finish my audios. I have no self-control, okay? I have no self-control. I'm also someone who has a lot of trouble falling asleep sometimes. I'm not sure if I'll have that right now. A lot of the times, I just get distracted with my own thoughts. I ruminate, I think about things. My mind is very, very busy, so I also like to listen to stuff to fall asleep, but not ASMR, though. I fall asleep to boring news podcasts. But one way that I like to go to bed sometimes, shh, don't tell people, I like to fap naps. And every once in a while, I'll be so tired that despite being horny and wanting to fap, I'll just like fall asleep. And that happened to me yesterday. Oh, I was like, I will fap. And then 2 seconds later, I zonked out. And I slept a good solid 12 hours. Because the night before, I got up at 1 o'clock in the morning to finish writing a paper to submit by 7. So, my sleep was a little wonky the day before. And my body decided to oversleep to compensate. I'm so glad I am done that paper for now. I've sent it off for editing, and I guess I'll be doing more writing soon. But darn it, papers are so annoying. And I was told I can't use colloquial talk. I have to use fancy schmancy. Thesaurus.com or whatever that is my best friend right now. So, audio stuff, what have I done this week? While I've been off work, I did my F4F audio, where I was F'd on and I got a fuck some pussy. Well, I didn't get a fuck pussy, I got a finger pussy and I got an eat out pussy. That was fun. So I didn't end up flipping it for the good boys, it was just for the good girls. And I think that's okay. I think the ladies deserve their own little treat. But someone did bring up a good idea. I should probably do a F4F or M sub. And that would actually make a good audio that could potentially be F4A, where I could be subby and I guess depending on what I do, I could technically satisfy both girls and boys. Especially if I do, like a toy of myself in the roleplay. And, yeah. Is it just me? Or is my voice raspier today? I think it is. Maybe it is. That's fine. Whatever. So, I'm happy I finally got to do a lady's audio. Fingering is a lot of work. I was just kind of like fingering the air for the audio. Man, if Skitty was a top, she would have no stamina. No stamina. Unless maybe you gave me a lot of coffee. Yar. What else? I did the mommy audio. That one was kind of like a spur of the moment thing. Every once in a while I'll come across a script that I'm just like, oh my gosh, Yes. And I saw the mummy audio, the mummy script, and I just wanted it. Mine. So I filled it, but for long-time listeners, you know, I can't exactly post stuff to Reddit. For HPlay stuff, I mean, a lot of performers these days kind of skirt around it by going, like, tag, this is adult content, using the adult tag, and they'll still do kind of iffy stuff, but it's like, hint, hinge, nudge, nudge, it's adults. I mean, age play really is for adults anyways. Anyways, Skitty isn't gonna risk it. I don't feel like being banned again. And I know I could start over, but it's just too much drama. So, I posted it to Pornhub, thinking that it'd be safe, because that's where I've been posting my age play content. But the video got flagged? You can see the drama on Twitter if you want, kind of. I don't know if someone reported me or if Pornhub is just starting to crack down on age play stuff, but that was poop. I have noticed that Pornhub for incest content, and they always do like stepmom, stepsis, stepbrother. So I don't know if that was an issue. And when you title Pornhub videos, you're not allowed to use like little girl or little boy, which is totally fair. You don't want real pedo stuff or lolly stuff on the website, but my stuff is just fantasy. So, I ended up posting it to psstaudio.com. It is a website that was kind of made by a community member, and I believe they're ad-free. You don't need an account or anything to listen to. You can make an account if you want to add favorites and comment, but you could just go there to listen to audios. And I really don't like being split across too many platforms. I don't know if Psst Audio is something I'll continue using in the future, but they're a new site and it's community made, and I thought I'd give them a little boost. In the future, I may just post HPlay audios to my website, but part of me is also still scared that, I don't know, maybe someone's gonna like DOS attack my website or report me to my host. I don't know if you could do that. But I chat with my hosts, like, porn content should be allowed. That's why I'm with them. Anyways, it sucks not being able to do taboo content. Especially, like, fun taboo content. And even with my age play stuff, I don't go into specific ages. That's a little too creepy for me. So yeah, so I did stuff for the ladies, I did stuff for the good boys, and my next audio is going to be for everybody, because I'm going to do Vampire Skitty. Yeah, I am finally going to do the sequel I was talking about. The script is maybe... I've got a whole intro written, which is like a page long. I would say maybe it really depends on how much I want to improv. Maybe a little under 50% done. I was gonna finish writing today, but I got sidetracked. While writing the script for Vampire Skitty, I realized I haven't given blood in a while, and giving blood was something I regularly did a couple years back, but I kind of fell off the bandwagon once my doctor told me I was pretty much anemic and iron deficient, and so I tried to space out my appointments a little bit more, and apparently I haven't been back for well over a year. So writing the vampire script made me decide to give blood. Donations are kind of down right now because of COVID, people are staying away, staying indoors, and people need blood. Vampire's kitty needs blood. So I made an appointment. It was appointment only, and it was one of the first appointments of the day, and I did it. I gave blood. I am actually really, really scared of needles. I don't like needles. I'm okay with blood, but needles? They just make me squeamish. I told the nurse or phlebotomist, I was like, I'm just gonna look away. And she did a really good poke. Unfortunately, it was on my right arm, which I kind of need. But my right arm has much nicer veins than my left. I was telling the lady, I was like, I would love you so much if you could poke my left arm, because they never go for my left. My juicy vein is on my right. But I'm kind of scared of poking the same spot over and over again. This is my 13th donation. And I should be fine. I mean, there's people who give like 100 donations over their lifetimes and they can still find veins. So I'm okay. My life goal is to reach 50 donations at some point. I think it's doable if I kind of do maybe, I think realistically for me, because of my anemia, I should probably do like 2 to 3 donations a year. Also, ladies, we kind of have to space it out. Dudes, you guys have more body weight, more blood, and usually more iron, so you guys could give a little bit more, but for me, I have to space them out a little. And the donation was like pretty quick. Usually it takes me about 15 minutes, but maybe it was because of all the tea I had at lunch, but it was like 8 minutes in the chair, and pint of blood, all donated. I'm really proud of myself. Quickest donation I've ever given, 8 minutes. I think at some point I'm supposed to get a pin or something. I wonder how many donations I need to give for that. I have to go check. I remember the very, very first time I wanted to donate blood. It was when I was in high school. The teacher offered us all an extra percent if we were to donate, and I'm like, hell freaking yeah! I want an extra percent on my report card. But back then, I was too late. I kind of lied to the nurse, and I told her that I was above this certain weight. And then two, I was way, way too nervous. My heart rate was over 100, and when your heart rate is over 100, people will think you have issues. And I couldn't get blood. I was just, my heart was just beating way too quick. And I tried again, and I was still too nervous. And I think it took me until the third time to kind of be mentally, like, psychologically ready to give blood, even though I really, really wanted to do it. And so it took me a few tries, and even now, every time I go to a blood donor clinic, I still freak out a little. But it's for the greater good. And they give you snacks. They gave me snacks. I had a bag of chips and a bottle of water. I really should have taken the juice instead. I could probably use some sugar after giving a pint of blood. I have to say, I don't feel dizzy or anything afterwards. Yeah. It's been an interesting week. Work has decided to give me an award, which is kind of cool. Oftentimes when I hang out in the performer server or Discord server, I hear people talk about imposter syndrome and how they feel like their voice is not theirs. Imposter syndrome is tossed around a lot amongst performers and writers. Surprisingly, I've never really felt that way. I've always felt really proud of my audios, and I put a darn lot of work into them. But for whatever reason, when I received my work email earlier this week, I just felt so flustered. It was weird. I just kind of wanted to, like, hide. It's like, what do you mean I'm getting an award? What do you mean I have to, like, make a speech? It was a weird feeling, and imposter syndrome was what popped into my head. Do I deserve this award? I really don't even know. I do know that, like, I've been working stupid amount of hours this year, which is the reason why I had to tell my boss I'm taking a step back and I'm going part-time. I cannot handle both audio world and work world at the same time. So, yeah, I part of me realizes, like, I do deserve this. I worked a lot. I've gone in on weekends. I've worked ridiculous shifts, so I deserve this. But it's weird. But yeah. So, I feel weird about work stuff, but audio stuff, I'm really proud. And I really look forward to giving you guys more stuffs. Have you guys felt imposter syndromes and stuff like that? I should really look up a definition for you guys. Maybe I'll throw it in the description post area. Yeah. I just wanted to ramble today. I look forward to doing Vampire Skitty. I really had a lot of hopes to do it today. The script got a chunk done, but because I got caught up in work, real life work stuff again, I'm sorry I couldn't do it. That's tricky, juggling two lives. But, what else? I'm working the next 2 days, and usually when I'm at work I can kind of, like, throw in script writing as well, so I anticipate I'll work tomorrow and Thursday. I'll get off. I'll have Friday free, so I will record on Friday. Hopefully edit Friday. Release Skitty audio on YouTube Saturday, Sunday. That's my hope. I'm kind of nervous for the ear noms, though. Brushies, I feel like I kind of have a gist of whispers and that sort of thing. I'm okay with ear nom noms. I still don't know how to edit them, but yeah, we'll figure it out. I won't be doing 2 ears for ear nom noms, kind of like the, what was it? Distract me audio I had on Patreon last week or earlier this month. That one I did dual Skitty, but Vampire Skitty will just be one girl. Okay. I'm really comfy, but I'm gonna go edit this ramble and post it on Patreon, and then I think I'll allow myself to go to bed. Sounds good? Sounds good. I hope you guys are doing well. I love you. And I hope you guys are staying safe. Be good. Be nice to yourselves. Be nice to others. And You guys should also donate blood. Donate all the blood for Vampire's Kitty. Okay. Bye for now. Nene.